This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to another edition of Washtenaw United. I'm David Fair, and we've partnered with the United Way of Washtenaw County to explore issues of equity and opportunity. Today, we're going to hone in on some of the barriers to a positive K-12 education experience and some of the root causes of the achievement gap and what can be done about it. My guest today is a former law enforcement officer who now serves as a student advocate in the Ann Arbor Public Schools. Jason Gold is also an ACE Master Trainer. ACE stands for Adverse Childhood Experience. Jason is also a new member of the board of the Washtenaw United Way, and thank you so much for the time today. I do appreciate it.
Glad to be here. Thank you for the opportunity, David.
So let me start here with some of your story. How did you go from Ann Arbor police officer to working in the school district?
Well, I worked in the schools as a school officer for 5 years. I found that was the greatest opportunity for me to have an impact on the community and young people. My passion has always been around students and families and education. So an opportunity presented itself, and I took advantage of the opportunity.
When you are wearing that police officer's uniform, you have a certain demeanor and a certain attitude in which you conduct your job. How or have your perceptions about K-12 age children changed since you left law enforcement and moved into the academic realm formally?
I think that I'm more understanding of what our students are bringing to school, where they're coming from at home, their home environments, and how those experiences at home impact the school environment.
This may come off as a bit personal, Jason, but did you go through some of the challenges and experiences, some of the barriers as a kid that the students you're working with today are trying to manage?
Great question, David. One of my earliest memories is when I was probably 3 or 4 years old, and my parents were in an extremely heated argument, and me and my twin brother were in a back room, and my mother grabs me as a shield, and the other hand, she had a knife in her hand. I stood between my parents as they're in this heated argument. That's one of the earliest.
Could you even process what was happening at that age?
Absolutely not, but I just knew I couldn't wait to be bigger and grown so I could protect my mom.
And I'm not going to ask your age now, but all these years later, certainly, it sticks with you.
Absolutely.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Washtenaw United. Our conversation continues with ACE Master Trainer and Student Attendance Advocate in the Ann Arbor Schools, Jason Gold. Jason, I mentioned that the ACE testing program stands for Adverse Childhood Experience, and certainly you just explained one of your own. Which came first for you, the chicken or the egg? Did you start working with the kids before becoming involved with ACE or get involved with ACE because you were looking for new tools to help the children you were working with?
Well, when I became a college athlete, my mom, she was a English teacher in middle school, and she twisted our arm and made us come to her school in our jerseys to speak to the kids with a positive message about what they could become and what things that they could do that would impact their lives. So I've been working with kids for probably 24, 25 years.
So having had an adverse childhood experience, at least the one, how did you find out about ACE, and why did you decide to incorporate it into the manner in which you work with the kids in the Ann Arbor schools?
Great. In my work in the Ann Arbor Public Schools, in a lot of the student-parent meetings with educators, a lot of things were coming up. Transportation barriers, chronic health issues, housing instability, food insecurity, divorced or separated homes, abuse in the homes, whether it's physical or emotional, neglect. So a lot of things were coming up in those conversations, and we began to seek ways and strategies to support our families and our students, especially who are impacted by these adverse experiences, to get over those hurdles and allow them just to profoundly impact their well-being so that they can attend, they can behave, they can perform, and they can thrive in school and life.
And we can tangibly show that children who are having these experiences, these adverse experiences, are not performing as well in school. Outcomes are different, aren't they?
Absolutely. So absenteeism is a red flag. It's an effect of the cause. So in these meetings, in these conversations, I want to get to the root cause. What's happened to this young person? What's happening in the family? So that we can identify those things. And if there's something that's manageable, then let's put some solutions to it. If it's something that's unmanageable, then now we know what a barrier is. Now we know that it's unmanageable. The school doesn't have the capacity to service, but we can at least refer them to organizations that may be able to help and support.
I took it myself. Now, I don't know if this is the same test you're using, but it asked me a series of 10 questions. That sound right?
Absolutely.
And I scored a 4 on that test. So if I were one of your students and you were looking at my result, what would it tell you and how would it help you guide me to more successful outcomes?
Well, I'm going to be asking you and your family member who's present to find out what's happened, what's going on specifically, so that therefore we can identify community resources or resources within the schools to support your well-being and to identify best interests for you. So it may be a smaller school that you may need. It may be a teacher aide or teacher consultant that you need, some accommodations that you may need.
Like a supplement to a 504c plan or whatever.
Absolutely.
Did I get that right?
A 504, absolutely. Yeah.
Did you take the test yourself at any point?
I certainly did. I've taken it twice. And the first time I took it, it was before my training with Dr. Robert Anda, who's the co-principal investigator of ACES. And I scored a 2. After I had my training with him, I took it again and I scored a 4.
So a bit of self-perception changed and perhaps some memories and recollections came back.
Huh? Absolutely. Things opened up for me. I mean, most people don't want to. They don't keep their adverse experiences at the forefront of their mind. They try to lock them up, bottle them up, but they're still impacted by them. And you can tell by the decisions that they make daily.
Again, this is Washington All United on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Jason Gold about how the environment in which we are raised can impact our educational experiences and outcomes. Now, is it fair to say that this survey, this questionnaire, this ACES test is standardized? I mean, it's applied universally to everyone the same way?
Yes. The way that Dr. Anda and Dr. Folletti, the other co-principal investigator of the ACES, they suggest that people take it, and it's an opportunity to have a conversation to see what experiences they've had.
I bring it up because obviously not everybody believes in standardized testing, talks to some of the teachers in the building, but it brings us to the idea of cultural and implicit bias. Through this system, can we make determinations and set a course of action regardless of race, religion, or socioeconomic status, or do we have to pay attention to those elements?
Well, I would say that no determination can be made, so this test is not going to dictate to what a student is going or a person is going to, how they're going to turn out. But it certainly can tell you what's happened to them and how we may be supportive or what resources that we can provide for them. So it's not a determination or of how they're going to end, whether they're going to be in poverty or they're going to be homeless or they're going to be jobless or anything like that successful.
We all know through basic psychology that we all carry a bit of baggage with us, and it kind of shades the way we view the world. So while you're evaluating these tests and you're talking with these families, you bring your experience to that. How do you take yourself out of that conversation when something really hits home with you?
Great question. So sometimes it's easy to do sometimes, and sometimes it's not. I was with a young lady for, I think, 2 years, 8th grade. Now she's, I think, in 10th grade. And she, it was difficult for her to attend school. Didn't know why. But then what revealed in the 9th grade meeting was that she was sexually molested at the age of 5 and 6. Mm. So me being a law enforcement officer, my gut is just like, you know, I want to get this person. And so we walked her and her mother through the process of filing a police report and going through the criminal justice system, which was another traumatic experience for her. But we helped her through that, and now she's doing extremely well. She's attending school. She's performing in school. But there was that barrier prior.
So you have access to these kids throughout the academic year. A lot of them are using after-school programs and engaged in activities that allow them to kind of stay out of the environment that is causing some of the trauma. What happens during the summer for these kids?
Well, first of all, some of them, they go back into the environment every day and every night. So that's just the nature of the work. Home life can be very difficult for students and their families. So that's something that schools don't have the capacity to address or change, but we certainly can offer resources. The summer, there's a gap. We try to make connections that last throughout the year, but adverse experiences and trauma does not stop once the school year is over. So there's very limited resources or contact with these families and students throughout the summer.
So if we're going to walk away from our conversation today with one idea about ACEs and how it can be applied to change lives, to change educational outcomes, and change the opportunities for success in the future, what is it?
Well, I think that the one thing would be awareness, empathy, a sensitivity to it, and advocacy. You know, understanding that these kids simply aren't bad. Something bad has happened to them, and it's their behavior is a manifestation of what bad has happened to them.
Jason, thank you for being an advocate, and thank you for sharing your story today, and thank you so much for the work you're doing. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, David.
That is Jason Gold, a former Ann Arbor police officer, now serving as a student advocate in the Ann Arbor schools. He is a master trainer in the ACES program and a new member of the board of the United Way of Washtenaw County. You are listening to Washtenaw United. To get all the details and a link to take the ACES test yourself, if you would like, go to our website at WEMU.org. Washtenaw United is a presentation of the WEMU News Department. It's produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. For more information, again, go to WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.